My name is KJ Norris Wilkie, and I'm a senior. I will be sharing the Advent devotional for Sunday, December 1st, 2013, written by the Reverend Patrice Fowler Searcy, Class of 13, Director of Mission Ministries at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. The devotional for today is based on Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. Signs of the Time. I write this devotion on a beautiful mid-October day. The season is obviously changing as we experience shorter daylight, chilly nights, cool mornings, and sunny or rainy afternoons. In the marketplace, the aisles of Halloween items are all but depleted. Thanksgiving supplies are on display, and Christmas decorations and paraphernalia are being placed on the shelves. These are the rural signs that Christmas is on its way. Most are not ready to rush into Christmas celebrations, gift buying, and overindulgence. For Christmas is much more than the worldly signs, conspicuous consumption. The season is a time of expectant anticipation and preparation for the coming Messiah, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, Comforter, and King. In the Luke passage discussion of the signs of the time, Jesus shares when we experience or hear of nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, and plagues. These do not denote the end is at hand. Instead, these signs provide opportunities for believers to testify to all they have experienced and to witness to the kingdom of God being among us. The Advent signs of the season are darkness cannot overcome light. Poverty cannot overcome provision. Ignorance cannot overcome wisdom. Sadness cannot overcome joy. And hopelessness cannot overcome the hope we have received in Christ Jesus, who is and is to come. Please join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, as we continue in this time of Advent, we pray for a faith that does not require signs of the time, but a faith that rests in the assurance that God's Son has come, and that we might live this day as the called of God, witnessing to God's goodness, grace, and mercy manifest in the gift of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.